On today's show, Season 3, Episode 7, Give Up Control, I talk a little bit about how we like to have control over things to an unhealthy extent. Today I'll read Chapter 29 from the Derek Lynn version of the Tao Te Ching and then provide commentary. Coming up on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Tao, starting right now. You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit. Hello, friends. How are you doing today? In the past, I talked about our need to control. And for those of you that listen to past seasons, I talked about what I call our ACE agenda, which stands for avoidance, control, and escape, and the problems that it creates. So today, let me start with a reading from the Tao Te Ching. I'll be reading from the Derek Lynn translation. Chapter 29. Those who wish to take the world and control it, I see that they cannot succeed. The world is a sacred instrument. One cannot control it. The one who controls it will fail. The one who grasps it will lose. Because all things either lead or follow. Either blow hot or cold. Either have strength or weakness. Either have ownership or take by force. Therefore, the sage eliminates extremes, eliminates excess, eliminates arrogance. Okay, so those of you who have become familiar with Taoism should by now understand that there are many teachings about yielding, non-interference, and letting go of control. Chapter 29 puts it out there plain and simple. In a broad example, we may build a factory and it puts hundreds of people to work, but the byproduct of the factory may be that it poisons the river and over time kills off thousands, if not millions, of people. None of our actions, even the ones that we perceive as good actions, go without some sort of consequence. And some of those consequences can be negative. From a more personal perspective, we often like to have a sense of control over what happens to us. We tend to try to control things outside of our control. And when things do happen that are beyond our control, sometimes we put the blame on some outside force, such as fate, luck, or bad luck, or misfortune, God, karma, or whatever. So we try to control. If we can't control things, we get anxious. Maybe we resort to avoidance or escape behaviors. Let's face it, a loss of control is very scary. We can't control some things. We can't stop ourselves from someday dying. So we have a faith in things like rebirth, afterlife, ghost, or something that can give us some comfort to protect us from the terror of letting go of control. To make matters more complicated, those who are healthy and walk around more psychologically adjusted, these people tend to be the ones that have a sense that things are going to be okay. Those with improved outcomes after surgery tend to trust that the doctor and the anesthesiologist will take good care of them and believe that the surgery will go well. I don't know about your life, but when things seem to be going great in mine, sometimes something bad happens. And then when I think things are bad and they seem to be going pretty dire, sometimes something happens that gives me a sense of faith and hope. So we must take some risk in life. To be healthy means to sometimes go outside our comfort zone. We must develop some sense of purpose in order to make sense of a world that seems to make no sense to us. As the Serenity Prayer instructs us, see if you can figure out where you need to give up attempts to control things that you really have no control over. whether that is people or things or circumstances, whatever. Just learn that some things you have to let go. And let go of this constant need to control. Maybe you could even work on a list. You know, make two columns, one of things that are within my control, and then a column of what is outside my control that I need to work on letting go of. So that's your assignment. Let's take a break. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books, available in written and digital format. Hey, that's all for today's show. I will see you next time. May peace and love be with you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day. This podcast is a Coach CMC production.